This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. If any of you could answer this question for me, I would love the answer. I eat these little baby tangerines that you can buy at a grocery store. I believe even Target sells them. I don't know if they're called cuties or whatever. There's a variety of different brands. And sometimes when you peel open the tangerine, it's like a bright, bright, like orange. Kind of like a fuchsia orange. Or a passion fruit orange on the inside. Now, I thought when you peel an orange or peel a tangerine, it's supposed to be white. There's supposed to be kind of that white fascial layer separating the fruit. But I just had one of these, and it's kind of darker orange. Not as dark as it was a couple weeks ago, and then I complained on air, you know, that maybe they were dyeing the fruit an extra color. I wonder if people do that. You guys probably know more about that than I, because I'm not a big fruits and vegetables eater. I try to. But that would really stink if somebody was dyeing the fruit a certain color so that it made it more vibrant and you wanted to eat. But that scares the hell out of me. I want the fruit looking more natural. But I got to admit, I'm a sucker. You see a bright fruit, you see something that you know, stands out, that catches your eye. A lot of times it's a healthier type of fruit, right? Talked about the anthocyanins and the different colorings that these fruits have that could allow it to be healthier, except eggplant. I mean, I see an eggplant, I just want to, you know, sit down on a beanbag and fall asleep. I don't know what it is about an eggplant. An eggplant just looks so, you know, I don't know, slumpy. But a nice, you know, little baby tangerine. Right, that's kind of big. My favorite part of the orange, I told you guys as a kid, more than tangerines, my favorite part of the orange was the little baby, almost a tangerine piece within the orange. They used to call them fishies. So would eat an orange. You don't see that in oranges anymore. But there would be an orange, and as you're picking off the big pieces, there'd be a little baby piece. I called it a fishy when I was young. And that would be the most delicious of the fruit. So my mom would be eating an orange, my dad would be eating an orange, and I would go on the hunt for fishies. Like, oh, there's a fishy, I want the fishy! And they had to give me the fishies. Now, I didn't get along a lot with my parents, but the one thing I do love, a good memory about them, is they did give me their fishies with their oranges. So I don't know, guys, next time you eat your fruit, take a look. If it just looks a color that, I don't know, just doesn't seem to be. I just think somebody's playing around with some food colorings, because I don't think you could genetically engineer something to be colored on the inside. Now, mind you, I had grapes last year, and I posted pictures on Facebook of my grapes. They were the size of plums. I was scared to death to put this in my mouth. A grape used to be small, like a little berry. You know, you like those poisonous berries? You know, on those plants that you're not supposed to eat, those little red berries, right? That you don't want, that you're not supposed to eat, and you don't want the dog or cat to eat. Grapes used to be that size. They used to be very, very tart, okay? And not as sugary and sweet. Well, the more, you know, fluid, the bigger they get and the more fluid, the juice they hold, the sweeter they become. And now they've been able to manufacture these grapes that are bigger than my thumb. And I got a big thumb. I mean, I could hitchhike, you know, from here to New York easy, because everybody could see my thumb. It's big. And these grapes are just getting bigger and bigger. I'm seeing that with a lot of fruits. You know, back in the 1900s, they had predicted that one, like, strawberry would be able to feed a family, because we would be able to grow fruits bigger. We would have that capacity to grow fruits bigger. One day we'll review some of the predictions that they had, some pretty, pretty cool stuff, flying cars, etc. And we got some news with flying cars. Apparently, as more, I don't want to say flying cars. Flying cars is you know, obviously a thing that they are trying to shoot for, I believe, in the next few years. But in terms of self-driving cars, it's interesting. They say a big problem that they have now with self-driving cars, it's not the car, it's the humans that are out there on the road. If we didn't have humans running around our streets or on the roads, autonomous cars could probably be doing, you know, more than they are. The other thing I want to talk about is this opioid crisis is now lending to a hepatitis C epidemic. We've had hepatitis C. We've been concerned about hepatitis C for a while, but we've seen a triple in cases. And I also want to talk about what's been going on with the NHS hospitals in England. They have been hit by a large-scale ransomware attack such that people are being told not to go to the emergency room. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we begin, this was an interesting study. They say humans can smell some odors better than dogs, especially if it's wine, bananas, or chocolate. So our sense of smell, I've always had a real good sense of smell. I can't hear. My vision is but boy, can I smell. And I guess back in 1879, anatomist Paul Broca, we've talked about Broca with Broca's aphasia, right? He highlighted the relatively small volume of the human olfactory lobe compared to the rest of the brain. They say because humans were not led by their noses. They were able to exercise, develop their free will, he maintained. And the idea also influenced Sigmund Freud, leading him to insist that having a poor sense of smell made humans susceptible to mental illness. But it looks like we can detect and discriminate an extraordinary range of odors, they say. We are more sensitive than rodents and dogs for some odors. We can track odor trails. And our behavioral and affective states are influenced by our sense of smell. So, very interesting. We'll talk more about Broca one day because he discovered a whole bunch of stuff with the brain. But the olfactory lobe, it's a little baby bulb. It's so cute. It's so small. It's a little bulb. They say rosemary improves memory. If you smell rosemary, they found that it helped with your recollection. So maybe before taking a test, have your kids smell some incense with rosemary. It may help. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a cyber attack in the UK has hit 16 health institutions. This is one of the most extensive that we've seen. Attacking Britain's National Health Service. It blocked doctors from gaining access to patient files, caused emergency rooms to have to divert patients, and, of course, stoking fears about hackers' ability to now wreak havoc on vital public services. Basically, these hackers have been able to take down multiple hospital systems, right, instantaneously. This has been reported by the New York Times. Spanish and Portuguese companies, including Telefónica, Spain's largest telecom operator, experienced a similar attack also same day. And there were reports of so-called ransomware attacks in a number of countries, including Italy and the Ukraine. It was not immediately clear if the attacks were coordinated or related. They say the attack on the National Health Service seemed to be the most serious, since it had obviously life or death implications, because people had to not be, you know, people had to be stopped or diverted from going to the hospital, shut down ambulance services. Reuters reported that employees had been warned about the ransomware threat earlier in the day. Tom Donnelly, a spokesman for the NHS Digital, the arm of the health service that handles the technology, said in a phone interview that 16 organizations, including hospitals and other clinician services, had been hit by this attack. It is still ongoing, and they were made aware of it in the afternoon, which would have been morning or middle of the night for us. The service's digital arm sent a statement that the attack involved a variant of ransomware known as WANA Decryptor. They say ransomware is a form of malware that encrypts data, locks out the user. Then what happens is the user is asked to pay a ransom in order to unlock the computer. So this has started to become a little bit popular among hackers. Last year, remember, an L.A. hospital had to pay $17,000 ransom after such an attack. Then hackers shut down the electronic key system in a hotel in Austria. And the funny thing is these companies, all right, may be willing to pay because you have all these angry customers demanding that something get fixed now. So they, you know, they look to the people doing this and they go, look, just pay us and we could stop it. And they think, you want to know what? Considering the disaster, the public relations disaster, it's cheaper to just pay it. On social media, they said several images circulating showing computer screens bearing a message that the user could not enter without first paying a $300 ransom in Bitcoin. Many doctors reported that they could not retrieve their patients' files. Now, NHS said at this point they don't think that the data of patients, actually patients' medical records, have been accessed. This could just be hackers shutting down the system, not even caring about the data. But the problem is, if somebody has the ability to do that, they have access to all these records. The National Cybersecurity Center, an arm of the GCHQ, the British Electronic Surveillance Agency, is investigating the attack. They say at 3:30 p.m. England time, 16 organizations within NHS had reported being affected. Right? It did not appear to affect Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, etc. And according to the BBC, hospitals in the cities of London, Nottingham, and town of Blackburn, and the counties of Cumber and Hertfordshire had been affected. So, with phone and computer systems shutting down and doctors not being able to access medical records, you know, what should be the proper response? As a medical provider who multiple times had power issues, because there was a lot of construction in the area, when my office was being built, we built our office in early 2000, and we opened up in October of 2000. And Vegas started to boom from about 2000 to 2008, right before the recession. And so we had construction and houses. I mean, we were on an outskirt. We were at the farthest part of the city. It was just all dirt around us. And so we had all this construction. Every now and then, something would, you know, hit a line. One of the reasons why I was slow to go electronic at the time is because I didn't want to be at the risk or at the mercy of a computer. So when the power did go out, we had generators, and I would be able to still grab the chart and still see the patient. Okay? Patients who are sick don't want to come back another day, especially when that other day you're slammed and they took off work. So with the light that we were able to generate with the generator, I had the paper chart. I was still able to see the patient, jot down the chart, business as usual. Maybe we weren't able to run the credit card machine, but that's okay. No worries. Just mail us your copay. We're fine. At least I could see you, get that taken care of. Now, mind you, a company can't run like that for long, but it was so nice with paper charts. So what? The power went out. We are now so reliant on computers. And everything is so connected now that it's people have to divert patients. I don't understand that. If you have a person coming in with a heart attack or a stroke, okay, and your lights are working, you can't take care of that patient? No, we can't, because now everything is under computer, and if we're going to give out a medication, it has to be with the computer, so it's better to just not see patients at all if our computers are down. Am I the only one that finds that absolutely ridiculous, that that's the way, even in America, our system now is? You are bleeding to death. and you have to be transported somewhere else, not because they're out of medications, not because they're out of doctors, because they can't load up Google Chrome. That, to me, is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard, and it shows how vulnerable we are. This is stupid. I don't know what the answer is. We want to become interconnected. We want to save money. Nobody wants to have a paper chart that could, quote unquote, light on fire, which, by the way, we never had a fire in my office, and, you know, the charts never blew up in fire. Okay, the paper charts were fine. Thank you. I mean, you know, we did fine all these years with paper charts. And mind you, I love the trees. The last thing I want to see is our beautiful Amazon rainforest destroyed. Okay, so I'm with you guys on that. Okay, I mean, I do not want, you know, to lose any more trees than we have to. But there is something deadly wrong if a hospital has to turn people away because of a computer software issue. Don't we have backup systems? Don't we have, you know, it's very interesting. When we first started to, prepare for electronic, you know, I told the electronic company, I'm not giving up the paper charts. What happens when computers go down or if we get hacked? I want to be able to pull the chart. So the company said, well, what you can do is after every entry into the computer, you can hit print. So you could print what you did electronically, and then you could write something, you know, in the case of an emergency such as that, you could write something down on a piece of paper and then later input it. You know, why can't hospitals do that? All right, guys, we're going paper today. What's paper? We don't have paper. Oh, come on. Grab a piece of paper. You write the person's information. Your copier is working. Photocopy their ID. Write down what they're there for. Okay? If you don't have access to their medical records, why don't you phone call their physician? Say, look, our computers are down. What sort of medical issues does he have? Can you fax it to us? The fax is working. Let me take a look at the fax. Okay, this is what we're doing for this patient. Take care of him. So we are at the risk of somebody who could be 14 years old in his mommy's basement messing around with computers, finding a way to make thousands and thousands of dollars, and it could be costing lives. I'd like to see what, I'd like to know the numbers of what happened, you know, today. Hopefully nobody lost their lives. Hopefully, you know, there were other hospitals that could take these patients. But I think if we can't fight these malwares or these ransomwares or these hackers, let's come up with a system such that who cares if they hack into our system? They're not going to really get anything. Everything is code. Okay, you know, the patient's information, you know, they may get a bunch of, like, for example, you know, let's say your social security number is 111111111 or whatever, okay? There's a certain code that the hospital comes up with that hopefully the hackers can't find out about, and that would be the code for your social security, where it's something easy for, you know, and then, you know, people who work there know how to convert it, but everything's in code in the hospital. So if somebody does hack it, all they're getting is code. You want to know what? They're probably not going to want to hack. So it's a messed up system. We are extremely vulnerable, and I just don't see anybody, coming up with the right solutions for this. And I have no problem with a, you know, I have no problem with a back to a paper system. You know, another thing is, years ago they were talking about this whole microfiche thing where somebody has all their medical records on a microfiche. They called it not microfiche, but microfiche. And, you know, I was always afraid I would lose mine. But what about the idea of these credit cards where you have your medical records on a credit card? And when you go to the doctor, so if you are in New York or if you are in L.A., you have your medical records on that card. Doesn't necessarily have to be within a hospital system. Let them try to ransomware you. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, for those of you that are out there and sexually active and dating and having a lot of fun, you know, make sure you use your protection, because we are seeing higher cases of hepatitis C out there. And they're saying not so much because of all the Tinder and the dating apps and all that, but because of the opioid epidemic. They say the number of new nationally reported infections with the virus swelled from 850 in 2010 to 2,400 cases in 2015, with the highest rates among young people, 20 to 29-year-olds. Why? Because they inject drugs, according to a new report released Thursday by the CDC. They say the CDC estimates the true number, though, however, is much higher. About 34,000 new infections nationally for 2015. Since hepatitis C has few symptoms and most people have absolutely no idea they have it until we run a blood test because their liver looks funny or they have some body aches or they're coming in for a simple STD test and we go, wow, you got hepatitis C. They say an estimated, now hold on to your pants with this one, 3.5 million people, mainly baby boomers, in the United States currently have hep C. 3.5 million people. And who seems to be the most vibrant now in terms of the dating scene? The seniors. 3.5 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C. Damages the liver, causes fever, abdominal pain, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, joint pain. Of course, jaundice, hepatitis, when it starts to inflame the liver and starts to kill off liver cells. You start turning yellow, have the yellow of the whites of the eyes start turning yellow. Your palms will have a yellowish hue, your skin. They say recent CDC research identified increasing injection drug use tied to the U.S. opioid epidemic in rural and suburban areas. He said the hardest hit areas in terms of new infections were parts of Appalachia and rural areas of the Midwest and New England. Rural areas in other states are also experiencing a similar, though smaller, rise in new hepatitis C cases. They say seven states, Indiana, Kentucky, Maine, Massachusetts, New Mexico, Tennessee, West Virginia, have rates at least twice the national average, CDC researchers found. In addition, 10 states have rates above the national average, Alabama, Montana, New Jersey, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Utah, Washington, and Wisconsin. So these particular new infections have been rising in young people. And, you know, when we look at quote-unquote epidemics or spikes in cases, some of you are like, well, okay, I don't get it. There's 3.5 million people with hepatitis C, and they're concerned because we jumped from 850 to 2,000. The problem is why are we seeing a jump and where? By the time we see it, it's kind of like the tip of the iceberg. We're just seeing a little baby piece of what's going on underneath. And the fact that they're seeing more and more of these infections in young people, right, give rise to the thought that we are looking at more of an IV injectable drug sort of transmission when they use IV drugs. Heroin is starting to become cheaper. It's starting to be easier to get heroin than getting prescription pills. All right, now, remember, hepatitis C, when I was in school, hepatitis C had not been identified as hepatitis C or named hepatitis C. It was identified as a non-A, non-B hepatitis. So when I was in college, you had hepatitis B, then you had a non-A, non-B, and they finally decided to call it hepatitis C in the early 90s. Now we screen it like crazy when you donate blood, okay? And now we screen for hepatitis C when you have your sexually transmitted test being done. I screen for hepatitis B and hepatitis C. There's no vaccine. There's a vaccine for hepatitis A. There's a vaccine for hepatitis B, but not C. And hepatitis C can be transmitted through sexual contact. It can be transmitted through pregnancy between baby. I'm not exactly sure about breast milk, where they are with that. But hepatitis C, especially through sex and drug paraphernalia. So the CDC looked at comprehensive needle laws in states. And Dr. Ward and his colleagues assessed state laws and Medicaid policies that impact IV drug users. So did the state explicitly authorize the needle exchange program? Did the state exempt syringes from the definition of drug paraphernalia? Did the state decriminalize possession and distribution of needles for participants of needle exchange programs? Did the state permit a person to disclose possession of a needle to an arresting officer to avoid criminal prosecution? And finally, did the state allow the sale of needles without prescriptions to injected drug users? This is being reported by CNN. And with regard to Medicaid, the researchers looked at whether a state imposed sobriety requirements on drug users before approving their Medicaid or before approving treatment for an infection. They say permissive Medicaid treatment policies, as defined by the CDC, would mean states either do not require a period of being sober or only require screening and counseling for a person to receive treatment. And the CDC found that three states, Massachusetts, New Mexico, and Washington, with both comprehensive laws and permissive Medicaid policies capable of improving, you know, access, et cetera, were among the highest rates of new infections. So what we have to do is we have to look at how are we approaching our you know, users? How are we approaching our criminals? How are we approaching those who are sick? They say certain states may have the most comprehensive policies providing access to syringes, but they may still experience steep increases in cases. You know, in my state, I think we're doing something phenomenal. Or in my city, at least, where we have these machines where somebody could register to get some clean syringes. And they could get information on how to deal with their opioid addiction, et cetera. And we're trying to do that to limit the spread of disease. But if they're saying that some states that have certain policies in place may have increases, we need to then, you know, relook at how we are doing our syringe processes or our syringe programs. They say Massachusetts, New Mexico, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Washington have adopted permissive Medicaid treatment policies, and they still rank among the 17 states with the highest new rates of hepatitis C virus infection. So I don't know what the answer is. People like their opiates. They like them, right? And, you know, narcotics are getting harder to come by from pill form. And here's the problem. Even if we eased up on the restrictions of getting narcotics in pill form, once people start taking the pills, you know, eventually they will need it stronger and they need it stronger. So, yes, I do believe an addiction to pills can cause an addiction to, you know, IV heroin. I'm not saying all IV heroin users started, you know, from pills, and I'm not saying all people taking pills will end up on, you know, IV heroin or injecting. But, you know, there's... It's, we are dealing with such a highly addictive, you know, medication that I think it's beyond what we are prepared to, you know, how we are prepared to fight it. And I think we're kind of, you know, fighting it in the wrong way. We're trying to attack doctors. We're going after pharmacies. And you may think on the outset, oh, that's good because they're the easiest, they're the scapegoats. They're the easiest people to attack. No. I mean, you know, we've been cracking down on overprescribing for years. I mean, I got out of medical school and residency in early 2000 knowing that I shouldn't prescribe a lot of narcotics. So, I mean, my prescribing pattern actually increased a little bit when we look at my narcotic prescriptions. It actually increased not because of the number of patients, but because doctors who were managing my patient's kidney status was like, look, here's the scoop. You know, I understand we're not trying to give patients, you know, narcotics, and all these doctors are giving them anti-inflammatories for their arthritis, but the anti-inflammatories are killing their kidneys. So we got to do something for their pain that's not nephrotoxic. Hence, we went back to some of the narcotics to do something to deal with the retractable pain. So we have to be very careful with some of, you know, our campaigns and some of our actions we take, because it may force people to go. It's like, you know, putting a dam up for water. The water's going to go somewhere. The water's going to find new places to run. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Speak,
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Going on with these self-driving cars, and they think the problem with self-driving cars could be humans, right? Those of us that do California stops, you guys know what a California stop is, right? Coming up to a stop sign, and you're supposed to stop before you go, you know, make your right turn, but you slow down, you look, there's nobody there, and then you turn. It's California stop. I mean, these are the things that we've been doing, but they say these autonomous cars aren't, you know, ready for that. They follow rules. So CNBC wrote a very interesting article. In just a few years, we're going to have well-mannered, self-driving robo-taxis that'll share roads with reckless, law-breaking human drivers. Every time I think of robo-taxi, I think of Total Recall, you know, back in the 90s. That's kind of scary stuff. They say a self-driving car would be programmed to drive at the speed limit, right? Yet humans exceed it by 10 to 15 miles an hour. Right? They go, just try entering the New Jersey Turnpike at normal speed. They say self-driving cars would never dare cross a double yellow line, but humans do it all the time. And then there are those, quote, odd local traffic customs, they say, to which humans quickly adapt, such as, like we talked about, the California stop. Drivers roll through stop signs if no traffic is crossing. That's very big in L.A., and they go in southwestern Pennsylvania. Courteous drivers practice the Pittsburgh left. Now, this I never knew. The Pittsburgh left is where it's customary to let one oncoming car turn left in front of them when a traffic light turns green. The same thing happens in Boston. During rush hours near Ann Arbor, Michigan, drivers regularly cross a double yellow line to queue up for a left turn onto a freeway. So they say there's an endless list of these cases where we as humans know the context. We know when to bend the rules and when to break the rules, according to Raj Rajkumar, a computer engineering professor at Carnegie Mellon University who leads the school's autonomous car research. They say autonomous cars are likely to carry passengers or cargo in limited areas during the next 3 to 5 years. However, eventually these robo-taxis are going to coexist with human-piloted vehicles on most side streets, boulevards, and freeways. The programmers have to figure out human behavior and these local traffic idiosyncrasies. And teaching the car to use that knowledge will require massive amounts of data and big computing power and possibly artificial intelligence. This is kind of expensive and kind of scary. And so one thing I notice is, okay, you're in a robo-taxi and you need to bust a move and you need to get where you need to go. And that robo-taxi is driving the speed limit. And they're not changing lanes. And here you are in the right lane. You see your turnoff about a half a mile ahead. But your robo-taxi decides to stay in the lane behind three cars, whereas the middle lane is free, and you would have moved over to the middle lane, passed those three cars, and got up. You see, I would be just going berserk and into one complete psychotic frenzy in the back of one of those cars if I'm like, go, 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 come on, move, or, you know, and no, I don't think I would like it. So they say driverless cars are very rule-based. They don't understand social graces, according to Missy Cummings, director of Duke University's Humans and Autonomy Lab. Driving customs and road conditions are dramatically different across the globe, they say, and congested in European cities, anarchy in Beijing's giant traffic jams, and India's capital, New Delhi, they say luxury cars share poorly marked and congested lanes with bicycles, scooters, trucks, and even an occasional cow or elephant. Right. Now, how does a robocar or an Uberless driverless car or whatever deal with somebody who's aggressive that wants to cut them off or gets so mad at this vehicle next to them that in road rage decides to pull out in front of them and slam on the brakes? Right? You know one thing that I do? Like yesterday, I was driving back from UNLV, and there were two lanes merging into one. Now, I was in the proper lane. I was in the left lane. And people were cutting. I tell you guys this happens all the time, especially in California to me. They drive up because the right lane is open because everybody's been moving over to the left. So they drive up until the lane is basically completely merged with the left lane, forcing you to allow these cars to zipper in. Meanwhile, here you are in the left lane not going anywhere, because the cars keep coming up that right lane to merge in. So what I like to do is I like to put my car in the middle of both lanes, right, as it starts to narrow. So these cars can't do that trick. And it works. And then it allows us to move forward. I know the other cars in the left lane are proud of me and I'm a hero. The people on the right are ticked. But it's because they were taking cuts. This type of stuff, I don't think these other cars are going to, you know, and if I'm stuck in that left lane, I'm going to be mad. They say there's already been isolated cases of human drivers pulling into the path of cars such as Teslas, knowing they will stop because they're equipped with automatic emergency braking. They say it's hard to program in human stupidity or somebody who really tries to game the technology. They say Kathy Winter, Vice President of Automated Driving Solutions for Intel, is optimistic the cars will be able to see and think like humans before 2030. Cars with sensors for driver assist systems already are gathering data about road signs, line lanes, human driver behavior. Ms. Winter hopes that auto and tech companies develop autonomous systems and cars will contribute this information to a giant database. We just talked about England and Great Britain getting hacked. All right. I don't think I like this database, and I don't think I want our cars controlled by hackers. That could be a movie. All right. So they say artificial intelligence developed by Intel and other companies eventually would access the data, make quick decisions similar to humans. They say programmers are optimistic that someday the cars would be able to handle even Beijing's traffic, but the cost could be high. And it might be a decade before Chinese regulators deem self-driving cars reliable. So we got some issues, and, I don't know. I don't think I want us to build a machine that can outsmart a human. I don't think I want that yet. You know, it's interesting. One day I was driving near a mall. I was driving down the street near a mall, and somebody runs right out in front of me, and I slam on the brakes. And he hits my car, and he keeps running. Well, then I have to slam on my brakes again because two cops were chasing him on foot across the street. Part of me was like, well, maybe I should have stopped the guy with my car. Now, I'm not saying we want cars to think like that because what? Really, I'm going to run over somebody, you know, or try to stop them. But, I mean, maybe I would have, I don't know, figured out how to corner him with my car such that, you know, the cops could get him. But obviously there was something going on, and, you know, for them to chase him on foot, you know, something has been going on. And I like having control of my car. I don't think I'm ever going to have a self-driving car. I like the control. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So parasites could be lurking in your sushi. Anisakiasis is an illness caused by eating parasite-contaminated fish or seafood. It's on the rise in Western countries where eating sushi and other raw or undercooked fish has gained popularity, according to the BMJ. They say the authors draw a portrait of the illness from the experience of a 32-year-old man who was healthy. He developed severe upper gut pain, vomiting, and fever that lasted a week before he entered the hospital. Dr. Joanna Carmo, lead author and physician in the gastroenterology department of the hospital, and her co-author said a physical exam indicated tenderness in the abdomen. There was an increased white blood cell, and the man said he ate sushi. So they performed an upper endoscopy, an upper gastrointestinal endoscopy, a scope that went up, you know, that went through the mouth into the esophagus of the stomach, and they did a non-surgical exam of the GI tract using this flexible tube with a light, and they found a swollen intestinal membrane with a firmly attached parasite. I'm looking at this parasite. It looks big to me, but this sucker was in his sushi. So watch out for this anisakiasis, all right? Raw fish, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.